So I wanted to be sure to mention how important carving out daily prayer is, which you know, or you wouldn't be here if this wasn't something that you wanted to do. But for me, it helped to have some specifics. So St. Francis de Sales once said that every one of us needs half an hour of prayer a day, except when we are busy. Then we need an hour. Whew. This challenged me. There is a famous quote from Mother Teresa about holy hours that's very similar. Religious communities, she was speaking to specifically a Franciscan community. Mother Teresa said, well, are your friars making their daily holy hour? And the superior replied, oh, yes, usually. But, you know, there we are very busy with all of our work, serving the poor and all of these wonderful things that they do. And she said, well, if you're very busy, you should make sure that you have 2 hours set aside for prayer each day to make a holy hour in front of God. Whew. Challenging. Really challenging. But once I had that idea in my mind of, okay, 30 minutes, I can do 30 minutes. It doesn't even have to be all in one go, right? I can break this up over the course of the day. But knowing that these 30 minutes of daily prayer, if I can shoot for that and really try to find ways to fit that into the cracks of my day, those 30 minutes of daily prayer are so, so important. Because without prayer, it's hard to make sense of life. If we don't have that time set aside to spend with God and to talk to Him and continue nurturing our relationship with Him, and most importantly, to listen to Him, then it makes the challenges of our lives feel so insurmountable, so confusing. What is it that God wants me to do right now? Oh my gosh, I just don't know. You know, even if we have the best of intentions of including God in our decision-making processes, it can still be very difficult to not just push forward and try to figure it out on our own. So if we're not making time and space to speak with God and to listen to Him, then life just does not make sense. Everything becomes so much harder. Prayer is like oxygen that we need to breathe and to get through our days. So God is knocking at the door of your heart. Let Him in. That's something that was really hard for me and sometimes is still hard for me, because it is so easy to be reliant on ourselves and to not be reliant on God. And this just doesn't have to be just for the big decisions in life. Oh, should I take that new job? Oh, should I move? Oh, what should I do about this tough situation with my child? It's about the little things too. And it's easy to get caught up in worries, the daily worries. And then before you know it, you are just consumed with anxiety. I can speak from personal experience on that one. And while in my journey of learning to trust God more, I have not conquered this completely, far from it. But I find that my anxiety is so much more at bay and under control when I remind myself to be reliant on God and not so much on myself. So I wanted to end this short lesson with a quote from Father Innocent Montgomery. He is a Franciscan friar of the Renewal, which is a Franciscan group of priests, other friars and brothers that is based around the world. And they primarily situate themselves in really poor communities where there's a lot of work to be done ministering to the underprivileged. And I heard him give a talk about prayer. And he had this quote in there that really just knocked my socks off, and I wanted to share it with you because it felt so relevant to the work that we're doing here in this course. So Father Innocent said, "I want you to say your rosary and your verbal prayers and your sacraments and go to Mass. But what I am attempting to teach you is how to live in relationship to God constantly, because we're made for intimacy with God, not just when you have your 20 minutes of prayer, which is special. But we can talk to God and live with God and relate to God at every moment of the day." Gosh, I love that so much. Because that is what I am hoping that you walk away from everyday holiness with. And this doesn't mean that we should be spending all day on our knees in prayer, that we prioritize prayer over the needs of our family, over our health, over our jobs. There has to be a balance, of course, even though God is more important than all of those things. But if we were to spend time with him 24/7, in terms of actually sitting down and praying and all of that, we would be shirking our other responsibilities. So we have to balance that, of course. But what I've found through the strategies I'm going to teach you in Everyday Holiness is that it's so much simpler than I ever thought possible to integrate God into your day, all day, throughout the day. That prayer doesn't have to just mean that I've woken up early before the kids have gotten up, and I've lit my candle, and I've sat down with my breviary, and I've prayed morning prayer. And I love doing that. I try to make that a part of my day and the way that I start my day every day if I can. But it doesn't always work out that way. Sometimes a kid comes downstairs. Sometimes I'm not feeling well and I need the extra sleep. Who knows? And I love that special time with God. But that prayer doesn't have to just look like that. Prayer can be, I'm at my son's baseball game and I'm watching him out in the outfield and it's not super exciting. Those times. It's not like he's up to bat or anything. But that can be a time that I can stick my hand in my pocket, pull out my rosary, and I can be praying my rosary while I'm watching my son do what he loves. It can be in the middle of a conversation with a friend, and I am really struggling to not get aggravated with something, or something they've said has just really kind of set off something in me. That can be a time that I'm talking to God and saying, okay, God, I need you to be with me right now. I feel like I'm going to lose my temper. Please help me. Please help bring me patience. It can be sitting around the dinner table with your children. And it's not just, you know, praying before your meal and saying grace. It can be the conversation that you have together. It can be washing the dishes after dinner and really using those moments of tedium to sanctify your day and to give that time to God and to do those things in prayer and with love for the people that you love in your family. And that all goes back to God. And we can give glory to God through those everyday things.